Welcome to Creation Lightship Healing Highway Monday with Mythbreaker Ron Amatron. Today is Monday, January 5th, 2015, and this is the first full week of the new year, which is very exciting. For those of you that were able to attend Plant Your Seeds of Intention yesterday to start off the new year, be very interested in hearing feedback regarding your thoughts or your feelings as the month progressed. It was a very exciting call for me, and of course very peaceful, and I was able to really feel some of the energy coming through, which is I normally don't. So I'm hoping that you have stories to share. The CLS chat is up tonight, and you can put a brief comment there or send information to clsquestions@yahoo.com. If you would put in the subject line what your topic is about, if it's feedback or testimonial, that would be really great. And let's see, we have another exciting event coming up. The January intensive start January 10th, and that's the Saturday Ascension Preparation Call. It's a four-hour call that Ron has created for us, and again, it's on January 10th, and the Physical Rejuvenation Calls are three Sundays, eight-hour calls starting January 11th, and then the 18th and the 25th of January. So we have some more exciting time on the Lightship to enjoy and see what Ron has to share with us, too. Well, we have been talking about fantasy or reality, and Ron has been very helpful in sharing information or tools that we can use, and those tools are at creationlightship.com. If you happen to be in the chat, the links to creationlightship.com are listed in there, including change the healing tab to clearing tab. So if you want to look at the clearing tab, you're going to see two tutorials set up for clearings. One is the timeline crash clearing, and the other is the natal barcode clearing, just added today. And please check out the tutorial. It is meant to be a how-to step-by-step, and we'd love feedback on the usage of that so we can move forward and continue sharing. Well, I would like to see if Ron has made the transition. Ron, are you with us tonight?
Yeah, I just came back from the Beyondo. I'm here.
Woo, just in time.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Ron, for the Seeds of Intent yesterday. That was amazing.
Yeah, it is interesting how I forgot what month it was exactly, but one of the M months. So it was either May or March or May, where there was a lot of alien activities that were kind of picking up, okay? So that, you know, just means that very possibly they'll be getting rid of more humans, you know? So that's kind of the skinny there.
Okay. So we, after you activate the light beam, then we can get in discussion regarding that and what we can do.
Yep, so let's do the light beam activation, everybody. I'll first take away some emotional stuff that you have. And here we go. Releasing the energies from you of what you're dealing with. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, think of another one that you may have, a situation. One, two, three, four, and five. And next we're going to do a clearing. And the clearing is going to be for getting you out of the anxieties, maybe for the new year. Everybody may have that, and recuperating from last year. And maybe you felt yourself being pulled or yanked a little bit with alien stuff happening. Maybe you don't feel quite right. It's interesting, you know, if you had your planetary clearance, you probably won't be feeling the moon. But, you know, that's at full force now. I don't know when it was actually, you know, the actual full moon, but it looks pretty bright right now. So that could be used in also with the energies attaching to people and having more abductions. So the abductions really probably, you know, are either for a reboot of the cloned replicas that are here of people and or the true clones. And to maybe get rid of humans off planet. So, and I'm sure the full moon at this time of year is also, you know, going to be very active. So if you haven't had that clearing and you do feel moon energies and you feel like, you know, when you, if you do read your horoscope, you don't notice how you use the word horror. So if you do, get into that, then, automatically, and you feel energies, according to what they're telling you, then you need to have that clearing so you're not dealing with those external alien forces attaching to you. But let me do a clearing for anxiety. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That should energize the light beam for everybody. So if you're able to bring 3 of them up, the first one will be the male. You only have 1 up, then it's just strictly going to be the male energy also. And here we go. So male energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Next will be the non-gender light beam. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the last one now is the female. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. So you should have peace energy into your room, and you should be more into the present moment. If you're not in the present moment, then check out your finger exercise just to double check. See if your finger is straight ahead of you, pointing upward. If you're to the left, you're in the past. To the right, the future. But normally when you come on this show and you start listening to us talking, you're almost always brought into the reality of source energy, which is peace. And peace can only exist out of time. Remember, a lot of people try to mentalize peace. And they go, if you ask somebody what peace is, you know, they're going to maybe try to mentalize what it is and think of a emotional effect on what that would be. And right away, you're in the mental energy. So you're not in the now. So with peace energy, there's no thought. If anybody is telling you they know all about peace, and they start explaining it, you know that they're in the duality energy, the light of the darkness, and that information is coming forth from collective consciousness, universal mind. It could be the mind of God, whatever word you want to use there, and how you were brought up in thinking. And, you know, you're just being brought into the rat hole of duality, trying to figure out what source energy is, which you really can't. It's just peace. There's no communication when you're in peace. Your communication can be not through words, but through actions. And the actions would be like if you're doing something creative, then the peace energy will come through you and you become very creative because you're using a whole different system of energies. You're using source energy to create with. And that's when time stops. So that's what happens. So I'll just turn it back over to you, I guess, Cindy. But before, I was going to say, if anybody, we could do a Q&A today. So if you have any questions about maybe a certain clearing, you know, maybe what to do next or something like that, or you heard a radio program and you heard something being discussed or talked about and you wanted to know more information on it, that would be perfectly fine. So we could do that today, too. because that is all on the healing highway. And everything is just good. If you wanted to comment on something or if you don't understand something, remember, if you don't get it, maybe somebody else doesn't. So by all means, don't feel like, you know, your IQ is less than somebody else's, and it may be maybe a stupid question or a dumb question or whatever, but all questions are good. So, back to you, Cindy.
Great. Thank you so much, Juan. In the chat room, one of our listeners commented that May 2015 was the month that you were sensing the abduction efforts.
Very good. So, thank you.
So I made a note of that, and I just wanted to clarify. Did you say that the aliens are either looking to reboot the clones or rid the Earth of humans?
Yeah, that's the process, is to get rid of humans. So
that's the whole intent. Okay.
That's why there's so many replicas out there, people that are clones. Okay, so if you're brand new to the program, most of the population got abducted probably from October to the end of 2012. And so right there you got about 90% of the people left. What came back was the clones. And, from there you could even see physical events happening like around, Christmas time and before. Christmas, we'll say, people doing shopping. You go to a shopping mall, a lot of cars. Nobody's in the stores, but the cars are there. So the aliens didn't want to abduct the car. All they wanted was the people. So from there, everything just got kind of wonky, a little messed up, and the clones are here. So they are attempting to get more people. Because I think they just want to turn this planet into a cloned reality of clones here that look human. And that's the process. So, just know that this is what we're looking at. And you have to realize that, the situations that you're seeing around you, the people that you're seeing, may not be real. And, some of the horror movies sort of makes the clones, which are not human, but they look human, turn it into vampires. So that's another scenario. I don't see that. I haven't seen that happen yet, but that could be a possibility. Remember, what they show us in sci-fi movies is something that could be coming down the pike. And so hopefully the pike is not connected to you. I just wanted to say that to you, Cindy.
Yes, let's not plan on that for sure. Okay. Well, you brought up several good points. One thing I'd like to offer for those listening, if you have questions, comments, you certainly may use the CLS chat. If it's just a small bit of information, and if it's a little more detailed, clsquestions@yahoo.com is the best place to send those. And thanks for offering that. It would be great to do a Q&A for those that either are new or people that have been doing the clearings for quite a while and just wondering what to do next. So you brought up a good point about that, Ron. Thank you. Well, we do have a couple of questions in the chat room before I jump into email. Also, you brought up the finger exercise, Ron. And on the CLS chat site, under the reminders tab, there is the finger exercise explanation and also the BBS show that Ron discussed the finger exercise. In June 28, 2014 is that BBS show, and it's a Saturday night show. So if you go to the CLS chat to reminders, you'll see finger exercise, and you can click on the link, and that'll take you over to archives. So that is good. And there is a little explanation there, too, on how to use the finger exercise or what to do. Ron explained for us. Okay, we do have somebody that asked for a fear release, and that was right in the middle of your talking about the abductions for 2015.
Okay, so fear, that's a good one, I guess. So I guess your biggest fear is, are you going to be here in a year, you know?
Right.
You know, anyway, I won't go into that, but here we go. Let's do a clearing for fear. Remember, each year gets a little rougher, but hopefully, you know, things will change. Here we go. So, fear. One, two, three, and think of your wonderful fear that you're dealing with here. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, dear. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, hopefully the fear that you're thinking about left you. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron, very much for doing that. We'll see if we get some feedback in the chat room. On that, okay, we have a question regarding clones. Do clones do courting? And the reason she asks that she was in a group meeting, and because of the flat energy, she thought they were demonstrating the false energy that you've talked about to us. So do clones do courting?
I haven't seen any clones court. I don't think that's in their program. And if I'm correct, it's because you don't want to have any cross-contamination, okay? So that'd be pretty awful. Just think of, you know, alien race A, for instance, bringing clones here, and they're in full control of alien, you know, the alien race A has their clones, and then alien race Q also put out clones, and they don't even like each other, you know, and Q, and so they don't want to have the clones be controlled by another alien race, and that'd be the worst thing, you know? Holy moly. So I don't think they're going to be courting to get cross-contaminated. They could possibly be a consciousness of one mind within their particular clone's energies. That could be a possibility, you know, where they all know the same situation, the same thing, so they're tuned into a certain alien consciousness of their mass mind technology. So I would say that could possibly be, you know, correct with that. But as far as cloning people, I don't think so. And again, I think that's probably because of cross-contamination. You know, if you just kind of look at it, they don't have any energy that they emit. So they're the walking dead. And, you know, you have to look at what's happening and how do you feel. It's getting hard to find humans. You know, you're going to know a human because they're going to feel kind of warm to you, okay? They're going to have an energy that you kind of relate to, where the clones, you know, just like they're in a movie set. That's how I could tell you how they appear. Mm-hmm. I'm watching somebody right now on a bicycle, an older gentleman with a backpack, and he has no energy at all. He's going in front of me, moving, and, you know, is he cloned? Yeah, you know. I think the bike had more energy on it than he had. You know? So,
wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He's just in the movie. He's in his own movie, you know. Doesn't mention the mind. So, in a sense, it's like being out of time watching these things that are in time. That's kind of a way to look at it. So, the more clearings that you have, and the more you're able to release that darkness energy out of you, which the aliens gave you, then the more you can have more spirit energy, and the more real you can feel. That's the whole thing, is to get more spirit energy. That's all the clearings are about. Everyone that we have is there to get you to have more spirit energy. And that's all that's going to come into you. We don't do anything else to give you anything that is external coming into you, you know, like other practitioners do with their special attunements, like of Archangel Michael or whoever, you know, Melchizedek, whatever they do, and with their razzmatazz and their bells and whistles, which can attract a lot of people. And so I don't know what's going to happen with them with the clones. You know, I don't even know if the clone would be able to take that energy. As I'm talking here, I'm kind of wondering, gee, are we going to have, you know, expos in, say, 3 years from now? But through all clones, you know, unless the clones are kind of curious about what's going on, metaphysically, we'll say, which is what the expos are about, in a sense, are they going to really want to go there? Because they're not really going to benefit by anything that somebody's telling them, because the alien races are not going to allow cross-contamination. And I don't even think they're going to allow cross-breeding from one alien race to another. And so that would be interesting. You know, how that would look, I don't know. But anyway, back to you, Cindy. Remember, we're exploring this here. And this would be a very, very, very interesting year. If you thought it was interesting the years before, this year is going to be it. So, back to you.
Oh, wow. So many good points that you brought up, Ron. The person that talked about the clone group said that you're right, they were like zombies. So no energy coming off flat. So she probably happy to hear that there was no courting going on. And then you just brought up about cross-breeding, and there was a movie on that, and I'm just looking it up right now. Ethan Hawke was in that movie, and they were talking, or their whole deal was you had to have a certain, I don't know if it was a chip or DNA, but you couldn't cross, like, they couldn't be in the presence of these other people, and this particular guy was able to somehow infiltrate, and then havoc ensued. So if anybody knows what that is, you can send an email or put it in the chat. I don't see it here offhand. So the other thing is, Ron, when you were talking about cross-contaminating the program, you probably heard me nervously laugh because I was thinking War of the Worlds at a whole different level if these aliens don't like each other.
Yeah, that's correct. They don't always like each other. So, boy. Yeah, it could all be very interesting, you know. And you might even look at, you know, these clones are like, you know, probably flatliners, you know. At least with human energies anyway, you know.
That's another movie. Sorry. Apparently, yep. That was hard for me to talk about. I'm getting a little bit hoarse. That's Ogalat Gattaca was the name of the movie that the inferior man assumes the identity of a superior one in order to pursue his lifelong dream of space travel. And so they definitely had a division, and that's just interesting, of course, you would bring that up. Okay, question here, where do clones get their DNA, or do they have DNA?
No, they don't have any DNA that we have, but they do have some type of maybe emotional DNA, because, you know, they have to live here, so and they do smile, so they do have some kind of emotion, so they will be taking on emotion in order to bring forth the energies. So you have to kind of, you know, realize that. So they will be needing an emotional healing at some point. It just depends, you know, how long they've been here. because they're going to realize as they're learning, you know, input to their data gets just more and more and more, they're going to realize that life here may not be too good. And they can't always smile. And are they going to smile like if their dog gets run over by a car or something, you know? They're probably going to feel kind of bad because they lost something. And so, you know, they are going to start, they will start gaining, you know, that energy. So, boy.
Right. Well, that's fascinating just by itself. Wow.
Yep.
Okay. do you have another question? Is there a need to use the 2012 Ascension barcode removal?
Yeah, that'll
what
still work. Yeah. Yes, I would use
go
that.
Ahead.
Yeah, it'll still work today, so you can use that anytime you wish. So, yeah, it can work into, you know, where you are right now. It works in the now when you use it. So, yes, definitely use that if you like.
Okay, and Ron, for newcomers, could you please explain what the 2012 Ascension barcode removal purpose is?
Well, it just takes away the energy of you being abducted. Even back then, remember, they can change the reality. They can put you back in the 2012. And you may go, well, how can they do that? Well, you know, it's put forth about the middle of 2012 so people wouldn't get abducted, okay? And so they can give you a thought of what happened, we'll just say in September 2012. Maybe you have a birthday in September, and you had a wonderful birthday party, and now they bring back that memory to you from a timeline, and from there they can abduct you in 2012. Like I said, nothing here is sacred. Just because, you know, your movie set and script moves on and you're on this conveyor belt, they can just stop and rewind it and start over again.
Oh, boy.
And, oh, yes, that can work fine for 2012, and it can work for 2013, 14, and 15. So just do it.
In current, okay. That question actually came up on Saturday. Or maybe it's a couple Saturdays ago. So we're going to put a note on the CLS chat connection site under clearings, just so, I could do it under clearings and then also under reminders. And Ron, under reminders, we also have the CLS timeline. And the CLS, or Creation Lightship Now timeline. And so is that still beneficial to do?
Yeah. Definitely. You know, to do that clearing, too. And do all the free clearings. If you haven't had a chance to try them out, at least go in there once or twice, and do them more than one time. I think some people have the idea that, you know, they did this already, we talk about it, and they go, well, I did that 3 months ago. Well, you know, everything changes. Everything is still active. The aliens, you know, it may have helped you 3 months ago, but did it get put back on you again, you know, a month afterwards or whatever, even weeks, and maybe even days. So definitely keep doing those clearings. You know, do the free ones. It can save your life. So back to you.
Excellent point, Ron. On the left side of creationlightship.com, there is a pull-down for recommended clearings, and then below that, the sample clearings that are free, and that's what Ron was referencing. On the CLS chat site, under reminders, you'll see the Creation Lightship Now timeline phrase that you need to state out loud. And what I have noted here is I command my spirit and body to be on the Creation Lightship Now timeline of light. And will that phrase still work for us, Ron?
Yeah, well, yeah. All you want to be is in the now. You want to be on source energy or in source energy. And that's why you want to be in the now, which is what source energy is. Mm-hmm. So we can make it that way and talk about it that way, just because people somehow need to have a visual or some way to connect to the energy. And remember, when you're in the now, you're out of time. And when you're out of time, then you're in peace energy. So if you're not peaceful, automatically you know that you're down the rabbit hole. And you bring a flashlight. And that's when the dark gets you. It'll give you more things to think about, okay? So you have to kind of really realize what's happening. So they will give you more stuff, more interactions with you, more problems, more troubles. And, you know, all of a sudden now your theme of your life is all these problems. But get back into the now, they have them go away.
Well, more thinking could also be more worrying or more anxiety, and then the fear. And that's the roller coaster ride that the aliens desire.
Yep. Uh-huh. So just watch people and just see. Like to sit down someplace and watch people go by and see which ones, you know, see how the clones interact. Because you're not going to see very many humans. You know, when I do this and I watch people, you know, and I see 500 people go by, a lot of times there's not even one human with those 500 people. So that's not too good.
Mm-hmm. Well, wow. Well, we're getting several comments or questions, Ron. So I will jump into the next one. Let's see. Does the abduction barcode clearing mean you can stop being abducted if you run it periodically?
Well, it'll help you in the present moment when you do the clearing. So, yes, and it will also, you know, it does help, and it depends on, you know, how you're being looked at and who's looking at you. So, you know, it gets to be a little different and a little hard to talk about it. On the barcode clearing, if you get those off of you, more than likely they may not come after you, but, you know, maybe the alien races didn't know that, and maybe they have a different technology, and the barcode wasn't put on by them. Maybe they have a higher tech barcode. That's a possibility, you know. But normally, when you do a barcode clearing, I'd say it's probably going to be 95% effective for you. And if you get the barcode off of your spirit, that's 100%. So back to you.
Excellent, Ron. Excellent point, I should say. And I just wanted to mention that you have set up weekly conference calls for us, Ron. And so we have the clearing to creationlightship.com. At the top of the page will be event links, and you'll see the special weekly conference calls. On Tuesday is the cording removal call. See, Wednesday is the Creation Lightship visitation healings with water activation. And then Thursday, clone body removal. And Friday, the entity removal. So those are all very relevant for the topics that we're talking about, and that's why Ron runs them weekly, and strongly encourage you to join whenever you can. They are $20 and start at 5:30 Pacific time. And Ron, is it true that if a person is not available physically, that they can be absentee?
Yeah, those
they
calls,
can't be in the call?
Yeah, no problem with that, yeah. You can become absentee on those calls, and it will work for you. The only one would be the Wednesday call, which you can still be absentee, and we do water charging on that day. And you can just put your water containers out and mark them like 1 through 7, and get water charged. So yeah, mm-hmm. there can be some absentee. Even the other calls that we have, you know, with the 48-hour calls that we have coming up, those can be absentee also. And you will get the same energy brought to you. It's just that you won't know what we're doing at the particular time, but the healings will still take place and work for you.
Ron, do we need to let you know that we're going to be absentee?
Some people like to do that. It's okay if you do. Automatically, once you get on PayPal and get on there, you're automatically connected. So.
Okay. So for the special weekly conference calls and for the January monthly conference calls that start January 10th, just go on to creationlightship.com at the top, and you'll see events, and it'll take you to the registration area. If you happen to be in the CLS chat page, you can go to events, and there's a click link to click right there, plus the information, too. And thanks for explaining that. I'm sure that's going to help some folks that may not be able to get off work at a certain time. Okay, here. We have a listener that was visiting with a friend and in her living room, I assume, and there was a star hanging close to the ceiling, and then all of a sudden the friend started talking about death and dying, and this listener wants to know if the star was the Grim Reaper.
Boy, I don't know. I don't know on that one.
Is there a Grim Reaper?
Well, everything that you hear would be the case, yes. It does exist on timelines, uh-huh.
Okay.
So it would be a real situation, whether it's on your timeline or not. That's up to you. it could be in this timeline. I don't know. I don't tune into that stuff, you know, that much.
Sure. What suggestion do you have for this person to do clearing-wise that she could do for her and her friend?
Well, if they still feel the energy, then it's... I would first do the
space clearing.
I do the satellite and the head connector is the first thing to do. And then I'd probably get onto the alien attack page and use one of those particular options there and maybe put down unknown or put a star in there or something. Remember, if it showed up around you, then more than likely, you know, it only showed up because it's there and it's real and it wants to connect with your energy field. And then also, mm-hmm. you might see if your friend is a clone. Maybe they're trying to activate you into the clone reality with your friend. I don't know.
Oh,
idea.
Like the recruitment plan. Oh,
yep.
Okay. Well, we weren't accepting calls tonight, but it does sound like we have a beep. So, caller, please share your name and your information for Ron.
I saw you said you was taking calls for questions and answers. But I'm wondering if I have any more deck barcodes. And also, if he can see what I'm dealing with. I think it's mostly Black Widow, but if there's anything more, what to do next. And have I cleared, what about the space? Have I cleared all the vortexes and things?
Okay. Ron, were you able to hear?
It sounds like they're on the alien attack page, it sounds like. And I heard Black Widow energies. So I think they wanted to know if they had Black Widow energies around them. It does sort of feel that way, some type of spider energy. That's not uncommon. So I would, you know, do the alien attack page and take those off. See what else, you know, tends to pop up. It feels like octopus energies, too, are around. So that's kind of what I see there. As far as the planet star vortex clearing, I think the person said that they did that already, maybe. So you have to just see how you feel. Maybe just get a newspaper and read the you know, the horoscope and read all the different months and just see if you're affected with that. And if you are affected and you feel energy off some of those months, it should be nothing. It should just be empty words. But if you are feeling energies, then that's an indication that you may want to get on and maybe do the natal barcode to get the astrological stuff off of you. So that's what I would probably
say. Yeah, I've done that.
Okay.
What about, do I have any more?
Get barcodes on you? You have two get barcodes. Looks like you got them about within a month, 2 months ago.
Two more?
Yep, looks like you have two more.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, caller. And for future reference, others out there in Radio Land, if you would like to know how many death barcodes you have, or if you have any, please email Ron, and he is at creationlightshiphealing@yahoo.com. So does that work for you, Ron?
Yeah, that'll work, yeah. Yeah. Healing that creation light ship, yeah, that'll work. Or just send it to CLS questions, too. That could be forwarded over if you, either way, I'll.
Okay.
That could work fine. So hopefully.
Probably the easiest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Either way, it would work. And hopefully, most of you, if you did the death barcode already, hopefully you don't have any more. Normally, you don't. But I have maybe seen a dozen people with emails in the last, say, 6 months, you know, and these dozen people did have additional death barcodes on them. And then I have other ones, you know, that have not. So you can get them. Why you get them, I don't know. Somehow they still like you. So anyway, and maybe they went back in time and stuck a few more on because they saw that you have a condition, and the condition is going to bring you the death barcode. So you want to get rid of that condition, find out where you are energetically, health-wise and stuff, because that can bring a barcode to you. So, and sometimes
okay.
It may not be a big deal. Maybe, let's just say that you're walking on a sidewalk and you trip for some reason, and you trip and you maybe hurt your knee. And, okay, so that's no big deal. It's just, you know, one of those things that happen. But as you fell down and you started getting up, you now saw a car driving on that road next to you. So what could have happened? You could have tripped and went into the street, and maybe you could have got possibly, you know, we'll just say run over. And that would be a death barcode. But somehow, you know, you didn't fall into the street. You just fell onto the sidewalk. So kind of take note of that. So something that could be as light as that, like, yeah, it just happened. You know, that could have been a barcode coming your way, and the energy was there to trip you up, we'll say, and somehow your body knew not to go into the street, so it did what it could do to protect itself, your body, and you fell forward and put it in place of going, say, to the left. And that was a complete setup. You know, that was probably a soul family setup also, to put this death barcode on you. So that could be one of those things, too.
Wow.
So, you know, it's, so anyway, something as simple as that you don't even think is a brush with death, because you look at it, oh, nothing happened to me, I just cut my knee. Well, it could have been worse. Okay, so that's probably how they sneak them in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it can make you unaware that you had one. Because it wasn't like being hit by a car or having to put your brakes on or swerve around cars to avoid an accident or something. No, that was just something that happened. So back to you, Cindy.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. It's about 13 minutes to the hour. Are we going over the hour tonight?
No, we're not.
Okay. So we have about 7-8 more comments. And we also have emails, including testimonials from Sunday. So should we continue with the Q&A?
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Let's do the comments that came in. Because those are live right now. Let's do the live ones.
Okay, and those that we're not able... Sure, and those that we're not able to get to, I'll put into the CLS questions for the next few shows to see if we can get those answered. Okay, the question is... Centuries clearing of emotions more important than the seven generations?
Boy, that's a good one. I would say typically not. The century one goes back to the time that you first came here. But not all those things are active, okay? So I'm talking about stuff being active with you. So you're probably, if you're going to do anything, you may want to do maybe the seventh generation, the one zeroing in on emotions or some kind of situation that you're dealing with, because that's really what's activated. Going back to the get-go is good on the emotions, but you still could have other stuff attaching and going sideways on a seventh generational clearing. So you may want to do a seventh generational clearing if you're dealing with some very, very heavy emotions, because that way you're focusing really good on that, and it may even go sideways into other types of energies that you know nothing about, where the century one is not going to do that. So what I'm saying is, like, the seventh generation may go into a little bit of the anxiety or the fear or something like that, and it could just never bite in the butt because it's gone, because your ancestors have that in their thinking process, which is what they passed on to you. So it could go many, many ways just by doing a seven-generational clearing. And the first seven generations will go back probably to about the 1850s approximately. And so you can kind of figure out the generations. You know, people, say, have kids every 30 years typically, 25 years, 30 years. So you're going to have normally, you know, four generations probably... 100 years. So going back 7 years, you're going back to, you know, like maybe the 1800s. But, you know, it depends how old the people are, you know, and when they had conceived children. So it could go back a little bit past that, but 1800 is a good stab at it. And that's what's really living your life, working in you right now, is those energies, plus your grandparents' energies is what you're really dealing with. More than your parents' energies. Well, so look at them and see what their issues were. You know, do they live in the depression? Do they, you know, have troubles? Did they lose money? Were they kicked off of their farm or something because they couldn't make payments? Well, that's passed on to you. Did that relate to you? Did you lose your house, or do you not have a house? You're afraid to have one because you may lose it. You can't make any money because they had their stolen, you know, all these are issues. So the seventh generational clearing could definitely help you out with that, because your grandparents lived that, okay? So back to you, Cindy.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ron. Let's see here. Seems like some clones can attack in some way. Do you feel like it's psychic attacks that clones do on us, Ron?
No, I would say it's probably more on the psychic level, because they're trying to get data. And so they may not really connect to your body that much to pull energy, say, off of your liver or your spleen or your heart or whatever. They're probably going to be working mentally, because they're looking for data. So they're processing new data, collecting new data, storing new data, because they need to know how to live here. So it would be more on the psychic level.
Okay. Psychic sucking of the mind. Yikes. Okay, so here's a statement question. True clones, let's see, so there are true clones, and then the clones that come in and out every 10 minutes for those who still have spirit energy. Is that, I guess the question, is that true?
Yeah, everyone here It does have replicas that gets taken in and out every 10 minutes. So that's with the humans. So the humans do have clones, yes. And you're real, you know, a few hours every month. And so the other type of clones are the real clones that never get changed out. And they're not human. They have no human energy at all. And that's what you see mainly on this planet now is 100% clones, a different life form. But they look human.
Okay. Okay.
So that's the difference.
All right. Thank you, Ron. And the person that was talking about the zombie group meeting says that the city in general feels flat and hollow, more like a military state, a lot more police and helicopters overall, robotic feeling. And let's see here. Oh, we have a question regarding the CLS Now timeline. Is it okay if I don't say CLS Now timeline, just say CLS Now? Ron?
Yeah, that could work fine. Always do the finger exercise, too, to make sure that you are in the moment. So that you are out of time when you're in the moment. Remember, in the moment, there's no time. And that's where you want to be, okay?
To do it first?
Either way. Just check and see, you know, after you do it, are they going to take you off the peace timeline? Remember, are you going to be off the peace timeline in a half an hour after you did, you know, the mind-to-heart drop? Or whatever you have done to get onto that timeline of source energy. That's what we have to look at. So are you in source energy, you know? And the finger exercise will tell you. If you want to, and if you start feeling emotions, you definitely know that you're pulled sideways. And or somebody pulled you sideways through their particular event and situation, which, you know, got it to you. Oh, boy. And now you're living those timelines. So let's get back into the now, you know.
All right. Okay, Ron, thank you very much. We'll cross-reference that, you know, under the reminders CLS chat connection so that way people know to be sure and do those together. And here's a comment regarding aliens using barcodes. In case anyone doesn't think the aliens are using barcodes, I had an alien healing years ago. They said, we will put barcodes in you to monitor you. You have other barcodes, but they are from other races, so we're not allowed to remove them. So thank you, Ron and CLS, that I was able to have them removed.
Very, very good. So it looks like our time is coming to a close, everybody. So we'll do the Mind to Heart Drop. And tomorrow, which is Tuesday, is our cording release for people that are cording you. And here we go. So Mind to Heart Drop. Dropping, command your spirit, take your thoughts in your head, go to your heart with them. So you're in neutral. In peace. So dropping down. 10987654321. 10987654321. And 10987654321. Okay, everybody. So thank you. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, everyone. Hope you're doing great. And you know, do those free clearings out there. The left hand side of the website. The little drop down box. So thank you, everybody. Blessings.
Excellent, powerful call, Ron. Thank you. Thanks, listeners.